Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good old weekend. It is the 7th of November, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes or so. Well, we got that iPhone 7 now that's out there, and a lot of people have been saying, well, you know what? What about that SE? When are we going to see an update for that? Well, if you're an SE user, I got some bad news for you. Some reports leaking out over the weekend, iPhone SE won't have any updates in 2017. This research comes from KGI Securities with Mr. Ming getting down to the nitty-gritty of things, saying the SE will not have an annual refresh like all the other phones are getting. The reason? Well, as you probably guessed, Apple wants you to upgrade to a 7 or 7 Plus. So there you go. If you're an iPhone SE user or lover, yeah, just keep on loving what you got, because that's all you get. Pokemon Go, still apparently somewhat alive. I don't think it's on life support yet. We might be getting there, though. Hits maybe all these little new updates that they're giving out. Now, mind you, this is not really a test. This is more of beta things going around now. You know, that nearby testing thing that they're doing? You know, to give you daily bonuses and all that crap. I don't know. I don't play Pokemon Go. Anyways, if you're in parts of Arizona, Seattle, or the rest of the San Francisco Bay Area, man, you can now take part in that beta testing of the daily bonus and streak bonus scheme. Now, if you're not in those testing areas, that I just mentioned, don't worry, you do get a little bit of icing on top of the cake anyways. Bug fixes, woohoo. According to the Pokemon official Twitter account, Pokemon Go is in the process of being updated to version 0.45.0. That's for Android, and 1.15.0 for iOS. Now, in part of the areas I mentioned for trainers in Arizona, Seattle, you know, that kind of stuff, you're also going to earn bonuses for the first Pokemon Go catch and Pokestop visit each day. And you'll get larger bonuses when you do this 7 days in a row. The basic way to get right down to it, if you're a Pokemon Go freak, I just made your Monday for you, didn't I? Yay! Samsung, yeah, that name comes to mind and things just explode, don't they? Well, with the new Galaxy 8, the only thing hopefully be exploding for them is the new digital assistant. Now, this all goes back to Samsung acquiring Viv Labs back in October. That was the same startup that was formed by the creators of Siri, if you didn't know that. Well, because of that, now Samsung has confirmed it will be including the service in its upcoming Galaxy 8 smartphone. And on top of that, Samsung is also planning to incorporate its AI assistant to even other things, such as home appliances and wearable technology devices. So Vivs is going to be everywhere. Of course, with Samsung doing this, they're hoping that it will give them a significant edge over competitors such as Amazon, even Apple, and Google. Particularly after we all know that fiasco of Galaxy Note 7. And finally, here's something else to make your Monday a little happier if you're a Neil Young fan. You no longer need a Pono or a Pono, whatever the hell the thing is called, to listen to Neil Young's music. No, no, no. Neil has returned to Apple and Spotify. Now, those of you not familiar with the story or just don't know who the hell Neil Young is, by the way, folk rock singer, pretty popular 70s, 80s. All right, anyways, he said this via Facebook page saying, "Streaming has ended for me. I hope this is okay for my fans. It's not because of the money. It's because of the sound quality." Going on to say he doesn't need his music to be devalued in the worst quality in history of broadcasting. Yeah, he's talking about MP3s, by the way. He says, when the quality gets back, I'll have another look, so never say never. Well, apparently, that time has come. So what gave in? Gosh knows the streaming quality hasn't changed in 1 year, has it for you? No, not for me either. Oh, here's probably what happened. Pono? Yeah, it closed. Remember they said under construction at the moment, implying it was only temporary? Yeah, I'm starting to think now it may not be back at all. But at least for now, you can keep on rocking in the streaming world with Neil back on Spotify and Apple. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination, of course. You hear me say it every single episode. Get on over there, check out everything that's going on at the British Tech Network. All our podcasts are there. The blog is over there. Get on over, check it out for yourself. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And hey, our head honcho himself, Ewan Rankin, he abandoned Twitter over the weekend. Well, he's back, too. Follow Ewan on Twitter. Why not? At Ewan Rankin. Also, don't forget about our Slack room. That is the destination for the BTN community. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, smile, it's Monday. And thank you very much for listening.